Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Budget 2021, still something that we're talking about.
Yeah, and it seems that the aviation industry, which has been heavily crippled due to travel restrictions all over the world, is set to get even more help.
That's right. A total of 870 million Sing dollars in financial support will be given to airlines and other aviation players because the government's continuing its assistance for the beleaguered industry.
So some of these measures include a 10% landing charge rebate for all scheduled passenger flights landing in Singapore for airlines, and a 50% rebate on rental paid for ground handling companies, lounges and offices within Changi Airport and Salita Airport Terminal buildings.
Last year, a total of $383 million was committed to the sector, and that includes $112 million aviation sector assistance package that was announced in February 2020, the $187 million in enhanced aviation support package announced in August, and then there was a top-up sum of $84 million that was announced in December.
That's all well and good, lots of money being thrown into the sector, but is it enough to help it survive? Let's find out more from the man, the myth, the legend, Ven Srinivasan, Associate Editor at The Straits Times. Ven, good morning, how are you?
Yeah, Elliot, how are you, man?
Not too bad, not too bad. Ven, by the way, was the Tom Selleck of SPH once upon a time.
Well, I'm speaking to two of the best business presenters in town.
You're so sweet, Ven.
Still so charming.
Feel the
so
love
charming.
Early in the morning. But you know, Ven, for a large part of your career, you have been paying very close attention to the aviation sector. You've seen it undergo a couple of recessions. This really is the worst, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in previous years, we have seen the aviation sector being hit by SARS in 2002, I think. And then we had, in the mid-2015-16, we had high oil prices, or was it earlier? So, I mean, nothing like this. This is the worst I've seen in over 20 years of covering aviation.
Wow. So it's hardly a surprise then that we're seeing a total of $870 million in financial support this year. And then last year, there was a total of $383 million spent on aviation. But, you know, more help for this sector isn't a shock or a surprise to many of us. But the question is it ever going to be enough?
Okay. I mean, the crisis we are facing now is an acute demand shock. Okay, Changi is operating at 2% capacity for the last 10 months. You know, this is an airport that used to rake in gains of profits of 350 million surpluses, right? Today, the shops and outlets are struggling at 2% capacity utilization. SIA's passenger numbers are down 97%. So, I mean, the 870 million... it'll never be enough, but it will go a long way. That's the way I look at it.
Right. I mean, and we've had this conversation off air before, because it's called Singapore Airlines, what kind of pressure have you seen the government under in terms of trying to save the airlines? Because, you know, reputation, name, the fact that it's our pride and joy. I mean, how far do you think the government's going to go?
Well, Singapore Airlines is Singapore's pride and joy, right? But it's also rated as among the best airlines, if not the best airline in the world. It's been very well run. It connects Singapore to the rest of the world. Changi Airport is one of the biggest hubs in east of the Suez. So, I mean, we have a very strategic industry here in the airline and the airport. For the government, they got to do whatever it takes to save and ensure this asset is preserved and this asset is positioned for growth when growth comes. Mm. So that's where we stand right now.
Yeah, you got to keep making sure that it's a great way to fly. I want to talk about the perspective from within the aviation industry, Ven. Obviously, this is a sector that you've been connected to. You know people in this industry. What do we hear in terms of what they're doing from within to buffet in these times of difficulty?
Well, they are hunkering down while also trying to, Singapore Airlines has gradually started increasing its flights out from Changi. You know, yesterday, Singapore Airlines delivered its first shipment of Moderna COVID vaccines to Singapore via using its B747-400 freighters from Brussels. You know, Singapore has got great cold chain facility. Several countries have tapped Singapore's pharmaceutical supply chain capabilities, and we are actually now the transshipment port for all these biologic shipments from Europe to India, Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia. So, I mean, there's a lot of things here that we are doing. And particularly on the cargo side, even on the passenger side, Singapore Airlines has increased the number of flights to destinations. So things are moving along. Meanwhile, vaccinations are going on. You know, all the pilots and crew, Changi Airport personnel are being vaccinated. These are the ongoing efforts. But, you know, we need borders to open up. There's no two ways about it. Borders need to open up.
I want to tap on your experience again, Van. Because, and this is on the back of a statement said several times by DPM Heng, saying that he's expecting the aviation sector to use this lull period to improve its capabilities and prepare for recovery. So very often over the past year, we talk about how this recession compares to other recessions. Van, can we talk about how the recovery from recession this time compares with the recovery from other recessions? How's the aviation sector going to deal with it?
Okay, I mean, assuming we get everybody vaccinated, assuming the world sees an improvement by, say, August, September, October, you know, there's a great hunger. I mean, you guys, I mean, you miss traveling, right? I miss traveling. Everybody misses traveling.
Right? Yeah.
I see, I mean, if we get this right, we vaccinate and we get rid of this disease and we get financially prepared, and we retain our workers, our aviation workers are critical. We will see, and I'm very confident, we could see a V-shaped recovery starting at the end of this year and into next year. And that'll be the real takeoff, excuse the pun.
Yeah, but you know, completely allowable in this type of conversation, Ben. And you know, I have to say, I've already had plenty of people who live in different parts of the world who've said, as soon as these borders open, we really want to come to Singapore. So many people wanting to come to Asia. But I wanted to ask on that note, digital passports is something that a lot of people are talking about with regard to vaccinations. Do you think that this could encourage the aviation sector to jumpstart earlier?
Yes, of course. I mean, earlier. That depends a lot. Okay, look at New Zealand and Singapore. Both countries hardly have any local cases, right? Yet, while we are ready to open our borders, another country is not so willing yet. So in that sense, if we have a digital passport accepted by the two jurisdictions, yes, it will help. So digital passport is a great leap forward if it's widely accepted. So its acceptability is the key.
And once everything gets back to normal, the jobs will come back in the aviation sector as well. We've got the JSS, the Job Support Scheme, extended by 3 or 6 months for companies that remain heavily affected, depending on which tier you're in. Tier one being aviation, aerospace and tourism, they get 6 months. SIA has gone some way in cutting headcount. Some have moved on to become safe distancing ambassadors and whatnot. What are you going to do when it's time to reclaim these workers or retain these workers for this sector? Can the extension of JSS help?
Extension of JSS and retaining will help. I mean, yesterday, Minister of Transport announced an aviation workforce retention grant. This comes on top of the enhanced manpower aviation workforce retention grant. So you're talking about, in total, about 330 million of the 870 million aviation support package will go towards retaining workers. How is that going to be? It essentially means that 50% of all wages up to 4,600 from April to September will be covered by the government. Okay, so SIA and Changi Airport and aviation companies will only pay 50% of wages up to 4,600, right? Another 540 million of the 870 million will cover fees, charges, landing, parking fees, rentals, you know, offices and, catering. aviation sector industry. So in a sense, what we are doing is we are bringing down the cost of doing business and we are bringing down the cost of keeping your employees. Now, SIA has let go quite a few people. Yeah. Now, I wouldn't like to be on the seat of the CEO because when the recovery comes, you're going to need a lot of these people back and you're going to need to train a lot of new people.
Yeah,
so it depends. It's left to be seen how they tackle it because Singapore will always have a manpower crunch when times return to normal.
Yeah, I have to say, Ven, so this is sort of not necessarily a question that's based on data or anything like that, but it's just I want to get a sense of your hunch. And you just mentioned there that you wouldn't want to be in the CEO's shoes. I mean, it must be really tough at the highest levels of government or even in the corporate sector right now to make these crucial decisions about what your business is going to look like in 6 months, in 9 months from now. But you've got that parallel of the vaccination rollout happening not just here in Singapore but in other countries at the same time. Obviously, that must be at the back of their minds. Like, how can we make sure that our prospects in the industry match up with this rollout? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are Singapore will generally handle the vaccine rollout better than many other countries. So, geographically, we are small. Our population is tight, packed together. Our government planned the vaccine and did a forward procurement months earlier towards the third quarter of last year, I believe. So we will get this right. But there's a hint in your question that whether we can get our other partners, other countries also play ball together.
Exactly.
That depends. Yeah. That depends. I mean, if you're a place like India, I mean, it's going to take a bit longer. If you're like China, they managed to bring it under control. Australia, New Zealand seem to be bringing it under control. You need a unison in achievement of this target, right? So it all is left to be seen. It's going to be tough for CEOs.
Because that all hits aviation. This is my point. Like if you're looking at making, you're sitting there and you're making a plan about when are these borders going to open up. It's, everyone's on a different page, it seems. But there you go. Yes. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been speaking with Ven Srinivasan, Associate Editor for The Straits Times, talking about the budget's help to the aviation sector. Ven, just for fun, once everything's okay and you can travel again, where's the first place you're going to go?
I'm going to fly to Australia. I haven't seen my daughter for 13 months.
See, a lot of parents going through the same thing.
Yeah.
A lot of families.
Yeah.
There you go, real reality there. Ven, thank you again for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.